The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Christ.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's readings, they led me to explore the relationship between wisdom and preparation. I want to begin by telling you my story. When the civil war began in 1990 in Rwanda, it took us by surprise, unprepared. So we struggled, but not as much as many other families. Our family had a poultry farm, so we had food while many other people didn't. So you would think that we would have learned our lesson about being prepared for any eventuality. But no. 4 years later, another war erupted. So we were again surprised and were totally unprepared. And of course, for some Americans, preparation is something they understand well. I heard of people called the survivalists, who build bunkers and store lots of foods for any eventualities, although I was surprised during COVID that the item that was most sought after was toilet paper and no food. I was surprised and didn't understand. Jesus brings up this idea of preparedness for the day of the Lord. And in this parable, he talks about a wedding day, that it was a happy occasion. Although when we talk about the day of the Lord, there are other places in the Bible that talks, it's not a happy day. It really is a terrible day, the last day. But how prepared are we? That is the issue. How prepared are we? And the parable is leading us to seriously consider our preparedness with regards to the second coming of Christ. And that is where wisdom comes in. And wisdom will reason with us, saying, you know, in life, you need to start saving. You know, you need to prepare yourself ahead of time. That kind of voice. And it's serious. It's not a joke. Remember Noah of the Bible? He spent a good amount of time building the ark while everyone else thought it was a joke. And people did perish. So how prepared are we? Now let us begin with wisdom. The Proverbs have this picture that is hard to get out of my mind that the wisdom is like standing in the streets calling out to people, "I am here. How come you're not taking me? I am here." If you get me, you get understanding. I am here. Come, get me. You'll get life. That is a picture that it's hard to get out. And it's sobering to me because most times we go through life ignoring words of wisdom. Does anyone have ever had New Year's resolution? Somebody? Yeah. We end up even not listening to our own words of advice. And the Bible contrasts the wise with the foolish. And in Jesus' case, it was the bridesmaid that are wise, and we distinguish them from the foolish ones, who did not get their oils for their lamps. And at midnight, surprise, the bridegroom has arrived. And they didn't have enough oil for themselves. And they knew it was conditioned for entry. So what happened? Did anyone reason with them? Maybe there was that kind of misleading voice that any one of us always hear that says, nah, it will be okay. I will order it online later. But no, be prepared now. The return of Jesus will suddenly come unexpectedly. Don't let anything distract you. There are the principalities and powers and the forces of evil that are so happy and work overtime, day and night, to try to distract us so that we can miss the kingdom's entry. But then how does one actually prepare for the second coming of Jesus? You may ask. Remember, Jesus said, keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. And to be awake is to stay strong in your faith, even when your faith is tested. Seek a true relationship with Jesus and listen to the voice of wisdom calling out to you. And this is what, in my own life, I feel like the wisdom is likely to say to me. When in conversation, I know you're going in a conversation with people, allow other people to speak. Listen to learn instead of listening to reply. That's wisdom. And if you're a student, the voice of wisdom may sound like this. Now this is weekend. It's time to study. No entertainments. Prepare for the next week exam. Now, foolishness would suggest, no, pray about it on exam day. You don't need preparation. You're going to be fine. That's not wisdom. That's foolishness. You see, the way of preparation is the way of wisdom. And it's that narrow way that is less troubled. And God does not want anyone to be denied entry into his kingdom. But the choice is actually ours. Wisdom says to us, preparations for the kingdom of God is now, in this moment. And there's no delay, and there's no later, where we think we will sort it then, in the next moment. We all need to be prepared at all times. So live your life as if Jesus will be coming in the next moment. And I'm not talking about living in paranoia, but to serve Christ well at all times. And if you do, you will not need to panic. But you see, panic and fear are not of the Lord. It takes wisdom to realize the distinction between the path to divine life and peace and grace and the path to foolishness and destruction. So be prepared and stay awake. The Lord may come in the next moment. Amen.